Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, here we go. Yes, it is the weekend already, heading into Christmas weekend. Christmas is next week, and this may be the last time a lot of you are with us because you're going to be on vacation. But remember, you can take this show with you anywhere you go. Start jonesing for, you know, what we're talking about here on the show. Just download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free, and you've got this show and this station on your phone wherever you go. So take us with you on vacation. All right, we're going to have fun this afternoon. Free for all Friday. Reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. All right, we've got a few things to talk about here today. But you know, I want to have fun. I want to talk about football too, because there was one hell of a game on last night. Did you see the Thursday night game last night between the Rams and the Seahawks? Okay, the Rams are ahead 30-14. The Seahawks are just really, you know, kind of floundering around. And boom, the Seahawks just came alive and came back, tied the game. It goes into overtime. The Seahawks are scoring a touchdown, and they can tie the game with an extra point or go for the 2 points. They went for the 2 points and nailed it. And beat the Rams by 1 point last night. That was one incredible game. You know, I talked about the new uniforms the Seahawks were going to reveal last night. I didn't really like them. You know, I thought they were kind of dull. They were sort of it's called a wolf gray. So it's kind of an off-white, and they look kind of dingy to me. It looked like a dingy white. The helmets look cool. They were iridescent, but I wasn't that crazy about the new uniforms. But, man, they played well. And Rashid Shaheed returned a punt for a touchdown. That was part of the big comeback for the Seahawks late in the game. So it was just an incredible game. And I know the Rams are really disappointed, because what was at stake there is control of the division. And now there are people who are looking at the Seahawks as the team to beat to get to the Super Bowl. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, are they that deep? Are they that strong? Sam Darnold, the quarterback, who really, you know, had a sketchy beginning after being a touted a draft choice. He had a sketchy beginning with the Jets, and a lot of that might have had to do with the Jets. And then he was with some other teams as well. But he has really, really come alive, and he's just throwing some incredible passes. And you know who's calling the plays? Clint Kubiak, who used to be with the Saints. He's now with the Seahawks. Rashid Shaheed used to be with the Saints. Now he's with the Seahawks, and the Seahawks are winning, and they beat the Rams, And I just can't help but think about all the people that we let go. Can't help but think about that. But you know, Kubiak wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing such a great job here. So it goes to another team and does a better job. Are the players better? Is that it? Or is the ambiance, the culture, is the culture better? Is the expectation better? Is the expectation greater than it is in New Orleans? You know, I can tell you, I've lived in Seattle. I was on the air there for a period of time. And I can tell you, the attitude in the city is different from the attitude here. And I'm not talking about the politics. I'm not talking about the left-wing progressive wackos that live there. But I'm talking about the expectations of the city, the expectations of being great, the expectations of doing it right. And I would not be surprised if those are expectations that live in some locker rooms that don't live in our locker room. Now, look, I'm very positive about the Saints, okay? I am. But sometimes teams take on the ambiance of the city in which they're in. And I think the Saints have taken on the ambiance of New Orleans. I do. And you know, there was a time when, we have the Saints. That was good enough. Then we win the Super Bowl, and that satisfies everybody. All Saints fans are happy and sad. We won the Super Bowl. But boy, there just really has not been a serious attempt since then to really get back to the Super Bowl. I hope we're building toward that now. But you can't look back over the history and think that there's really ever been a real strategy, a real quest, a crusade to get back to the Super Bowl. Like, we won the Super Bowl. Okay, great. We're great. No, we're not great because we won one Super Bowl. There are teams that win more than one. There are teams that at least, you know, get to the playoffs on a regular basis. Anyway, I don't want to be negative because I'm really positive about the Saints right now. But I just couldn't help but think about how Clint Kubiak and Rashid Shaheed adding to the Seahawks and, you know, we're the Saints. And I often talk about this concerning New Orleans. And I talk about this concerning the Saints as well. There seems to be a celebration just because we have the Saints. And having the Saints is good enough. And there's not enough, in my opinion, there's not enough of a collective push on the part of fans to demand that the Saints do a better job of working their way toward getting in the playoffs. And I think there are definitely different attitudes that are in different locker rooms. And I don't like to see players leave the Saints or coaches leave the Saints and go do better with another team. I don't like that. And you shouldn't like it either. And I know many of you don't like that. And it happens all the time. So what is it? I mean, why were they not as good here? Well, I think it's because of the culture. I do. So anyway, but I'm positive about the Saints. I think the Saints are going to beat the Jets 3 in a row. It's going to be great in the Dome Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we've got to talk about the college football playoffs. They start tonight. Oklahoma and Alabama tonight, kickoff 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow afternoon, Tulane is in Ole Miss. In fact, in about 15 minutes, there's going to be a send-off on the Tulane campus of the Tulane football team. They're getting in buses. I think they're going to bus their way to Oxford and not fly there. Does Oxford have an airport? I mean, I guess they have an airport. I don't know. I don't even know if Oxford, I mean, it's a small town, but it's a big college town. So I'm assuming that they've got, you know, maybe a commuter airline flies in there. But, you know, that might not be. Well, yeah, that would be big enough for the team. But I think they're going to drive there. So somebody text me and tell me how long is the drive from between New Orleans and Oxford, Mississippi. The Open Heart text line is 504-260-1870. How long is the drive to Oxford, Mississippi from New Orleans? And then I guess you can add a little bit to it because it's a bus. And what if they're in the bus and, well, they've got bathrooms on the bus. But they might stop and make a bathroom break now and then. And I hope nobody has any serious business to do while they're on the bus. You know, you do that when you stop, or you do that before when you get to your destination, man. Don't be dropping any bombs on that bus, okay? Because when that door opens up in the back, whoa, it's going to be all over that bus. But anyway, there's some really good college football games this weekend, so we'll talk about that as well. It's Free for All Friday, so if there's something you want to talk about, didn't have a chance to talk about it this week, or something we haven't mentioned, you want to talk about it, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yesterday after the show, I wrote a blog about something that was breaking news during our show, the president, and I applaud President Trump for doing this. He signed an executive order changing the classification of marijuana. Marijuana had been a Schedule I drug equal to heroin. That reflects the irrational mentality America has toward marijuana. And it has been kept there for decades and decades in Schedule I. I applaud President Trump for reclassifying marijuana. It is now a Schedule III drug, which recognizes that it has medicinal purposes, and it certainly does. So I wrote a blog about this. What is really interesting about the blog is why the president is so interested in reclassifying marijuana. Because yesterday he read the statement. He wasn't speaking from his heart. This was political. This was not something that this was a crusade for the president. But if either party wants to secure a lot of younger voters, they need to take up the issue of legalizing marijuana. And I don't know why one of the other parties hasn't done it yet. I don't know why so many people are afraid of that. My God, alcohol is worse than marijuana. And I'm promoting legalizing marijuana, and I don't even smoke pot anymore. All right, so you can tell we got a lot to get to this afternoon. Also, the deadline for releasing the Epstein files is today. Guess what? They're not all going to be released today. This is not a legal matter. This is political. Now, if the president of the United States is totally innocent, why aren't the Epstein files being released? If somebody thinks something negative of you, and you've got files that prove you're not involved, wouldn't you release those files? So why aren't these files being released? Why continue the delay? And this has been going on for a long time. I don't know if we're ever going to see the truth, but I think this is really interesting. Oh, we'll release some, but they're holding back on stuff. What are they holding back on? The pictures that we've seen don't suggest any wrongdoing, but, you know, I don't think anybody thought that anybody was doing video of people actually boinking. I mean, I don't think they were taking videos of that, so I don't expect to see that. I don't expect to see pictures of somebody on top of somebody else. I don't expect to see that. But, you know, if somebody has a taco stand and you're in line with all these people, if you're standing around the taco stand, you know, there's a speculation that you're going to eat a taco. That's why you're there. So we have to see how this plays out. But I find this really interesting. And again, man, if you could release the files and exonerate yourself, well, why wouldn't you do it? All right, interesting questions. I'm Scoot. If you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Christmas weekend is about here.
And good afternoon, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Christmas is almost here to you too as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wow, can't believe I got all that out.
I'm sure a lot of people are, going to be taking all next week off, and I think the kids are out of school. Probably all the kids are out of school all of next week, or many of them are off. Probably Wednesday, you know, through the weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are a lot of kids off all next week, and I just want to remind everybody again. If you're leaving and you're jonesing for our show for whatever reason, you can just download the Odyssey app or also go to iHeartRadio. iHeart.com? Is that the tune in?
Just Google iHeart.
Just Google iHeart and then search WWL. And you've got our show and every show on the station. You've got it right there. All right, we're going to get to some early text and we're going to get to some of your phone calls as well. And if you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. I have some more bad Christmas songs to share with you this afternoon. We started that yesterday and really didn't get to all of them. And also, is re-gifting unethical? I mean, think about it. Somebody gives you a gift and you don't like it. And so you give the gift to somebody else because you didn't like it. What, you didn't like it? You think somebody else is going to like it? I mean, that's, you know, kind of an interesting thing. I mean, sometimes, I mean, you get a gift and you think, well, this must be a re-gift. But is re-gifting unethical? You know, somebody gives you a gift, should you keep it or should you repurpose it? Reboot it by giving it to somebody else. Well, I don't want this. Maybe they'll want it. I'll give it to them. We'll talk about that too. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're going to come back with some of your comments. We'll get to some of your text and some of your phone calls coming up on Free for All Friday. And we do have some Christmas classics to play in addition to some of the bad Christmas songs. I'm Scoot, and thanks for being with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
WWL. All right, so, like, there's these dirty little secrets. There's pictures with, like, Bill Gates next to a very young girl. I don't know if she's technically underage, but it's part of the Epstein files. What the hell is horn dog Bill Gates doing there? And we know that Bill Gates is a horn dog. I mean, we don't. It's kind of out there that he's kind of kinky and sexual, and also Woody Allen. But, you know, again, you know, if your friend runs a taco bar and you hang out with your friend and you know he runs a taco bar, don't you think you're enjoying the tacos? It just makes sense to me. And there's reason for us to speculate. So today is the deadline for releasing the Epstein files, but the president's Department of Justice, which he controls, is dragging its feet on releasing the Epstein files by today's deadline, and there could be legal consequences.
Today is the deadline for the Justice Department to release its Jeffrey Epstein files. They could give the most detailed look yet at nearly two decades of government investigations into Epstein's sexual abuse of young women. Those who've demanded the records release want to know if any of the financier's rich and powerful friends knew about his actions or took part. President Trump had tried to keep the files sealed.
This is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
But bowed to pressure last month, signing a bill giving Pam Bondi's Justice Department 30 days to release the files.
We will follow the law.
Pledging to protect victims while maximizing transparency.
All we want is full transparency.
Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries say Americans need to see the whole truth amid longstanding conspiracy theories about supposed government plots to protect the powerful. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, so if you were the president of the United States and people think you were involved with underage girls before you were president, why wouldn't you release the files to prove it? Why not? Why are they not releasing the files? See, that just adds to speculation. Why should I not speculate? Why should you not speculate on what really happened? And then the question is, does it matter? If he did that during his Playboy days before he was president, does it matter? That's up to you to decide. I mean, it matters to me. It matters to me if anybody did that, because it's a statement of character, and it's illegal, and it's rape. If somebody rapes somebody, I don't know if that's something that we should forget about, even if they weren't president at the time. But I think all of this speculation is totally justified. And so if you had nothing to do with it, release the files. But they're not being released. A lot of them are being held back. I don't think he cares about the legal consequences, but you know, this is one of the things that is really affecting a lot of the voters who put the president in office in 2024. Because a lot of people voted for him because he was the best option of the two, not because they loved him. And so when stuff like this comes along, it causes a lot of people to no longer want to support him. And there seems to be an effort afoot to set up another run for the presidency in 2028. I think a lot of that, as I've said in the blog and as I said in a video on Substack, Scoot on the Air Substack yesterday, which you can view and comment on, I mentioned that a lot of this has to do, I think, with the president's health, because there's a lot of things going on with the president that it's just not part of a normal person. And I know people like aspects of him because he's different and he's bold and he's all these different things, and he's not like everybody else. But there are some things that just seem totally abnormal. You know, the Rob Reiner thing and shouting at people, the shouting tone, the yelling tone of the speech to the American people, there's something just doesn't seem quite right. So I think his health is going to have a lot to do with it. And also the polls, if it looks like he's not going to win, he's not going to run, because he doesn't ever want to be seen as a loser, even though he was in 2020. So anyway, we'll have to see what happens. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to John in Waveland. John, happy Friday. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. There's a couple of things I wanted to talk about, but this is the more important one. Toward the end of your show, I'm sorry, I'm 70 years old, but toward the end of your show, there was some comments mentioned about Joe Biden. I don't mean this as a challenge to you, okay?
Okay.
There was comments about Joe Biden not doing anything in office or doing very little or whatever. Here's the thing. I voted for Joe Biden and campaigned for him. And the reason I wanted him to take office at that particular time was I felt like he on the world stage, he was well liked, and we needed that so badly. And you know, Ukraine is an example of that. He was able to pull people together because of what he did his first days in office. And that was such an important thing to me. I told people all I want him to do is go back and put our norms back in place, which are obviously not now. But anyway, to go on just a little bit further, his two biggest accomplishments in my mind were the infrastructure, which affected the entire United States. And the CHIPS Act, which made it where we were making more of these electronic chips here, So I never wanted him to run for a second term. I mean, I did actually when I found out that Trump was going to run again, and I thought,
all right, John, you may be referring to a caller that I had toward the end of one show this week where this caller said, Joe Biden didn't do anything good. Name one thing that Joe Biden did. And I said, well, I'm not going to get involved in that naming of what he did good and what he didn't do good. Because, yes, he did do some. And this is what I said. He did do some things that were good. He failed on the border, in my opinion. He failed on some things. I don't think he was an effective president. But history may show that differently. That's my opinion of that. I'm not going to take a test of, name one thing you did good. I mean, I'm not getting involved in that anymore on this show. But it doesn't mean that I don't think Biden did good things, because he did. And President Trump has done some good things, too. But there are some things that just seem to really overshadow the good things that happen. And Joe Biden's health and ineffectiveness, inability to communicate, that was affecting and shrouding some of the good things that he did during his presidency.
Okay. Well, to me, he did what I wanted. And that was all. Like I said, I'm not trying to challenge anybody on that. Here's a little lightheartedness, if you don't mind.
Please.
You talked about the Christmas lights somewhere in Texas or something, the people were complaining they were too bright.
Yes.
And you said that was a pagan custom or whatever, which it doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying?
The people in Texas, they were cited by the HOA committee and fined $2,500 because they had this Griswold type Christmas vacation light display on their house. And it was apparently causing too much glare, so they were cited with the $2,500 fine. And they said they had their religious rights were being violated by giving them a fine. And I was just pointing out that the lights and the tree and all that stuff, that's not religion. That's the pagan ritual of Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll agree with that right off or whatever. But here's the joke of it or whatever. If there was a nativity scene, because their argument was it was their religious rights.
Correct.
If there was a nativity scene within that array of lights, then they could claim that to be a true religious thing.
That's right. If it was a nativity scene, you're right. The lights, though, that's pagan. That's part of the pagan celebration.
Yeah, and I'm not going to argue that with with anybody.
The problem is in Texas especially with the living nativity scene. You think they're going to find three wise men and a virgin in Texas?
On that comment, but listen, I appreciate you hear me out about the thing with
all right, John,
Joe Biden.
And I'm glad you had a chance to call. That's what Free for All Friday is about. And I hope you have a great Christmas and happy holidays. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to more of your comments. There's always a way to work that joke in every year. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And it's the beginning of Christmas weekend, with Christmas being next week. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. Let's get to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Jimmy in Gretna. Jimmy, what do you have for us? Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. What's going on?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I heard the Tulane bus just left uptown. They're headed up to Oxford, so I wish them the best of luck. And yeah, look. I wanted to bring this up with all the talk with Trump and the cannabis stuff. And, you know, Kyle Turley's in town this weekend, 25th anniversary of the, you know, infamous Aaron Brooks head twist. He took the Jets helmet through it. Well, Kyle Turley will be at the game Sunday for the Saints. And he's also doing a concert tomorrow night, a free concert, because he is a musician as well. I know he's a big cannabis activist. You know, he developed CTE after years in the NFL, but, just want to let your listeners know, if they want to meet Kyle Turley, again, he'll be at the game. He'll be like the halftime special guest or whatever, but he's doing a free concert tomorrow night, Scoot, at the Blue Nile. I think that's on Frenchman Street.
Yeah.
Or near there, near about, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Kyle Turley, he wants all his fans to come out there. He does play guitar, and it's a free concert. So you got that going on. Saints Jets tickets Sunday are pretty cheap. They're like $10 on the secondary market, Scoot. It's the last home game. And, Tyler Shuck's looking great. I got to give credit to the Pelicans. You know, last night they were down 25 points, Scoot. They came back. That's the biggest comeback in franchise history. And, look, before I disconnect, if I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that stuff. One last concert update. Tomorrow night at House of Blues, Steel Panther. If you like hair metal, If you like They're David awesome. Lee Roth, era Van Halen, great guitar, Steel Panthers tomorrow night at the House of Blues. But yeah, Kyle Turley's doing a concert tomorrow night at the Blue Knoll. It's free for the Houdat Nation to come out. Come check it out.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate that. And a very, very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Let's go to Michigan. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Paul.
So I'm calling about the Schedule 3. And he said the reason he was doing it was for research purposes. Schedule 2 would allow for, and if I'm wrong about this, somebody please call in and correct me. But Schedule 2 will allow for research. What Schedule 3 does is allow for Philip Morris and other tobacco companies to start packaging it up and selling it on the pharmaceutical market.
Wow. So that is so Schedule 3 really is a step toward legalization.
Yeah, legalization like any other prescription drug.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think there might be a financial motive behind it, because if it was purely
of course.
Research, Schedule 2 would have done that.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think this is something the president was really that excited about doing, but I think he's doing it to try to win back some of the younger voters that seem to have strayed away from him, according to the polls.
Well, as well.
But there are a lot of older people who are smoking pot. And I never understood why so many Republican politicians are afraid of this issue, because, I mean, they act like conservatives and Republicans don't smoke pot. And I guarantee you there are a lot of conservatives who smoke pot every day.
The old guard, you know, the antis.
I guess so.
Trying to make sense of it all. Give you a headache.
Hey, how's the weather in Michigan?
It's a little cold.
Yeah,
we had 45 yesterday, but today it's down to 18. But it's Michigan winter. Looking forward to spring.
All right, Paul, I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in Michigan. Now let's go to Donald in Algiers. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
That's good. I wanted to say two things. First of all, affordability. And Trump kept saying it all night, affordable. And the second thing I wanted to say is the Pelicans won last night, bro. Leave that coach alone. I know you.
I think the team needs a permanent coach. And I'm thrilled they came back and won last night. And they're doing okay right now. So I don't know. Maybe they're coming together as a unit. Look, I only comment on what I see. And what we see is what happens on the court. And I mean, if they do well, my God, I'm not going to criticize them. I'm going to praise them. But when they're not doing well, we try to figure out what the reasons are. And, you know, because there's still a lot of talent on this team.
Oh, they had a lot of talent. But I appreciate you taking my call.
All right.
This is the first time I got through since 79.
Wow. Well, but that's a long time, Donald. And I appreciate the call. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. So we got to get caught up on some of them.
Yeah, plenty of these. Here's one that says, credit to Donald Trump for finishing the job that Biden started 2 years ago. Marijuana rescheduling has already been underway for several years. Trump didn't do anything except not stop it. He essentially put his signature on someone else's bill and expects to reap the benefits.
Yeah, and he will reap the benefits, and I'm giving him credit for doing that. This is something that should have been done a long time ago, and Biden should have followed through. But I guess he fell asleep. It's not like Donald Trump doesn't fall asleep, too, but he still managed to get it done.
Well, he didn't win re-election. That's all.
Well, that's true.
Here's a text that says, you cry about a few deaths on a drug run with tons of fentanyl, but weed will be legal until it's misted with fentanyl, and then people will start dropping like flies. It's called chemical warfare.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, just make sure you don't run out of tinfoil.
Yeah, I think the whole point of rescheduling, at least for medicinal use, is that you don't have to get it from the street where it's going to be maybe misted with fentanyl.
Right. So, you know, I mean, there are people out there with tinfoil hats.
Just keep doing your thing. Here's a text that says, Scoot, assuming that you've seen all the Epstein photo releases, there's a photo of Epstein, Clinton, and a man who looks a lot like Jimmy Buffett.
Hmm.
Has anyone brought this up recently, Pat?
No, I haven't seen that, Pat. Have you seen that, Ian?
I have not.
No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I mean, and there's a lot of men in those photos I don't recognize.
But again, you know, why are these men in these photos with these girls? Why? They're in. These are Jeffrey Epstein photos, and they're with in Jeffrey Epstein's company, and they're with young girls. I don't know if they're underage. They look really, really, really young, but I don't know technically if they're underage. But why are they there? Why are they taking pictures with these girls? Man, I'm sure Bill Gates can kick himself in the ass if nobody's doing anything. Anyway, I'm sure he could kick himself in the butt for taking that picture with that girl. But, you know, this is why we speculate. You know, this is not attack politics. This is like, okay, so here's a guy who's it's not his business, but he does set rich men up with underage girls. That's his gig. That's his deal. That's his taco stand. And so if you're hanging around him, chances are you like tacos. You might be eating the tacos that this guy, you know, is offering. So, you know, that's why we speculate.
Rusty is listening today, and Rusty says, the funny thing about the Epstein files is how when they black out faces on pictures that have already been out and are blacking out names on emails that have already been released, they go crazy when those names and faces were out years ago. The Hawaiian Tropics girls and Virginia Giuffre. When it comes to the bonking, they literally have tape after tape after tape that was put into evidence, apparently from the island with sexual acts on the island.
Wow.
That certain people have watched in the government. All of this was put into evidence years and years ago. So apparently they actually have that, but it's not like you're going to see it.
All right. So just remember that anybody who is holding back the files is very possibly guilty of raping girls. Okay? End of conversation. Got to get to a break here. You got a comment? Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text 504-260-1870. Here's a really bad Christmas song. What in the hell is this about? Dominic the Christmas Donkey? All right. We're still featuring some of the Christmas songs that just suck. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, coming up after the news, let's talk about the college football playoffs this weekend because it's some huge games and some games that are going to be really great. Also, this is the weekend when we start getting NFL games on Saturday, too. So there's a doubleheader Saturday, and then the Saints and others play on Sunday afternoon. So we'll talk about all of that coming up in the next hour. Is re-gifting like unethical? You know, somebody gives you something and you go, I don't like this. I'll give it to somebody else. I mean, you're kind of giving them a gift that you think sucks. Is that wrong? And we're going to do a text off on a song that a lot of people love, a Christmas song, but some people hate it. That's coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.